First in family, what is going on? Hopefully you're here. Hopefully you're excited to join us for this Friday edition of the FinLive Q&A. If you're listening on the replay on FinLive and you wonder why we're laughing, don't worry about it. It certainly wasn't because I forgot to turn our microphone on. So
add something else to my checklist of 100 things.
So with that technical difficulty out of the way, I think it's safe to say we can officially commence this First In Live. So thank you guys for bearing with me.
I'm going to have a notepad and a marker next to me at all times now so that when it happens again, I can communicate with you.
You know, what's cool is I'm sitting here troubleshooting, looking at our audio not peaking and not doing its thing, and didn't realize that I didn't turn it on. So yeah.
It's Friday.
And I got this stupid headphone thing in my way too. Y'all gonna just have to hold on here for a second. There we go. I feel good now.
Okay.
I feel good now. Happy Aloha Friday to you, Coach. Yeah. Nancy McGowan is here.
Hey, stranger.
Nancy, how are you? I'm giving them all back to you. And Abby, yeah, I know, man. I saw your name pop up. She said, I haven't been here in so long, and I'm so pumped. Well, we will try not to let you down. The interesting thing is we don't have a lot to talk about. So if anybody has any questions, start thinking about them and see what's going on. Anna Patterson.
Right.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay, there we go.
You're the one joining us from your long car ride. Yep, we can see you. It's you. You can hear us. You didn't miss much, so my bad on that one. So, guys, we're gonna jump right into it. You know how this is. We're very strict on sticking to topic, and we're not gonna deviate at all ever. So, if you have anything, drop a little cue in it for us and let us know what's going on. But Nancy says I'm here, stupid busy like everyone else. I am sure you might be a little bit busier than some, man.
Busier
you look like
than
you've
most,
been, yeah. We're gonna be getting after it, but we are so glad you are here. Murphy, what's up? How are you? And Stephanie says her oldest Troy says hello. Well, aww. Hello, Troy.
Hi, Troy.
I will do my best to be on my best behavior now, especially since. You can hear me.
We really only have one question, and it's kind of a nice, calm question, and then the topics are happy topics, so there should not be any profanities or expletives, and we'll get to the fact that we fixed a lot of our problems that I was expletiving about.
Oh, yeah, we do have some stuff. Well, let's go into good news. Let's go into good news first before we go into questions, because Amy's here. We're in kind of good news vibe. Hello, Coach. How are you? Yeah, so if you've been playing along, following, keeping up with the Montgomerys, we've had some stuff going on, right? We've been missing a roof for a while.
We now have like half a... That's Porkchop, in case you can hear him.
He's just going to bark. That's fine. That's what dogs do. we've been missing a roof for a while.
Yeah.
And we've been having some AC issues. So the roof is not on fire, but it is partially completed.
Yeah.
So, interesting enough, when they tell us they're going to order metal, I assume that means a big truck's going to drop off roof panels, right? No, a big truck parks in your driveway and has giant rolls of flat metal that they extrude and make your panels on site, which was kind of neat.
It's the coolest thing.
Like it's kind of like how Grayson shared the knitting machine that they manufacture.
Yeah.
It's like an episode of How It Works. Like watching them roll out our roof panels and whatever, like in our driveway was pretty impressive.
It was super cool. It rolls it out and it's flat on a circular roll and it rolls it through, flattens it, and punches the seams.
Cool. Yeah. So that was impressive, right? Right. Didn't know that. And then the same day, a random crew showed up and started throwing the roof on. So I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. Except that was Tuesday or Wednesday. And they didn't show up yesterday, and they didn't show up today. So
we were wondering why they didn't show up yesterday. A building inspector showed up yesterday. And so there may be some kind of, once they're a quarter way or half the way through, they come and do an inspection. Because the guy came and talked to Jonathan and said, hey, I just want to take
check
a look,
the fasteners,
make sure they're doing it right. Yeah.
So, hey, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But now we have half a roof and some named storms cruising around.
Yeah.
So we're going to hope they get it finished.
We're safe for a few weeks.
We are looking forward to the first nap that we get to take the first in, first nap with the metal roof. So we'll see. And then our AC. I think we're going on a month of our AC woes, where we had somebody come do a routine service, say we needed to replace something. A crew came out and just took the something away. In the process of taking something away, damaged something else, replaced a part on a different unit, damaged a totally different unit, and we've had horrible issues with our AC the entire time. They've came out three times. The system got so backed up, it turned the bottom stair downstairs unit off.
It's been 82 degrees upstairs every day during the day.
Yeah.
In
so
summer.
AC running nonstop, can't even cool to 79. Well, it was literally 82 in the house a couple days ago, and I told Ann, I said, listen, it's been like a week and a half since we heard from these guys last. Call them, let them know we work from home, and get this handled. And it was literally like the time to be nice was gone. And I started walking out after about the third time I heard this guy interrupt my wife on a phone because Ann's phone, this iPhone brick.
Like a six, I think.
The speaker doesn't work. So when Ann's on the phone, she has to talk on speakerphone. I know you guys think we have private island Jeff Bezos money, but we have old crappy phone that doesn't work money.
But it works just on speaker.
So across the other way of the house, I hear this guy interrupt Ann for the third time. And I walk out and I'm like, yo, we're going to meet, bro. I'm going to find out where you're at and I'm going to come to your office and I'm going to kill you. Please stop interrupting my wife. And at that point, Ann just flipped on this dude and was like, are you going to let me talk? Are you going to do this? You broke this. He was trying to give all these excuses. Like, well, when we work on whatever, Ann's like, stop right there. Your crew of idiots broke my AC. You're going to fix it. It's 82 degrees in our house and we work from home. And the guy was like, oh. You know, like it finally clicked, like, dude, you broke our shit. Sorry, Troy. You broke our stuff. You're going to fix it. And so at that point, the guy realized, like, okay, you know, I did X, I did Y. Can we get somebody to come in or whatever? Anyway, it was a long story short. It's fixed.
It's fixed. And there was no service order at the end. We didn't sign anything because they NC. Covered the cost because they broke it.
They knew they broke it.
This was after the guy quoted us almost $300 to come out and then put this part in and do the thing before I had the conversation with him in a not so nice way.
Yeah, and the thing is like, then once everything was rectified, he realized it was their fault. The lady tried to get us an appointment on Friday. He goes, you don't have anything sooner than that? It's 82 degrees in their house. And I'm like, well, thank you, bro. Thank you for listening. But he sent a guy out, and the guy was like, yeah. He's like, I did a little bit more than I was supposed to. I totally drained your system and put new refrigerant in there. He goes, because I'm pretty sure it was the refrigerant that was in there. And he goes, if it's a problem now, it's going to be a problem later. And I was like, oh, the refrigerant the high school kids you guys sent out here put in there? And he just kind of was like, you know, so yeah. So we got the AC fixed. So
it's
our house
fixed.
Is cooling.
It's quiet. It's cold. It's perfect.
So we're stoked on that.
Yeah.
So that's catching up with the Montgomerys, filling you in on what's going on with our lives, this life of luxury jet setting that we live. Stephanie said he's happy now and he's heard it all. Trust me, look who his mom is.
Fair
Point
enough.
Taken. Fair enough. Nancy McGowan, it sucks with the roofing. And she said, building inspectors come to be Cody and my husband hates them. Yeah, I could see that definitely being a pain. He had all the permits and how do I do this? And he's like, listen, I'm just checking to make sure they're using what they tell you they use. And I was like,
it's cool. Check it.
Check
do it.
It. Our base house AC, Coach Kim says, smells so mildewy when it turns on. I'm flat out ignoring it until we leave this house. That's brutal. Yeah. Renee's here. What's going on? And Val is here. What is up? So it is a happy Friday for us. We went to the beach today, went for a little swim, went and got a sandwich. Pretty happy about that. And we're hanging out with all you guys, so that's cool. So this question came in to us, actually a little special request. It didn't get posted in the group. It came in straight to the DMs. And it was kind of more of like a kind of a hybrid collective of some stuff that's been going on. I know I'm dealing with this particularly with a few people, and a lot of our coaches are dealing with this. So the fact that this member reached out at this time was kind of a neat thing. But basically, we want to talk about staying on the ladder. and just how important it is to stay connected, with your coach via your check-ins, to stay connected with your process via logging your entries, to stay, you know, connected with this family in this group, to turn in a week if it's not seven perfect days, to turn in if it's an empty spreadsheet, because that's still the act of sending an email, but just to stay connected and to keep coming back if you find yourself deviating from the level of effort you're willing to put out. And so what do I mean by staying on the ladder? Well, no surprise, guys, Ann and I are firefighters, or were, excuse me. We have since resigned. And I'm not allowed to ride as a volunteer right now because there's this pandemic thing and they don't want us showing up,
I
guess.
It's kind of not safe.
It's kind of not safe, yeah. I guess. So I don't do that much anymore. But since that's a little bit of our background, we kind of like to, one, make things firefighter-proof. We're not that smart all the time. And two, relate it to something we understand. So when I talk about staying on the ladder, what I mean is just that. I mean staying connected to your process, keeping your hands on the rungs. The only way to climb a ladder is by being in contact with it. If you were the person that could scale, you know, a 105-foot aerial without hands and feet being connected to it, well, shit, man. I don't think you need our help guiding your food because you're magic.
It's like some Cirque du Soleil.
You can, levitate. You're like a deity. The rest of us mere mortals need to have some points of contact, at least two at all times, right?
This really doesn't have to be fire-related either, because ladder safety in general for anybody else who's up climbing ladders, always have 2 points of contact.
Right. You need to at least have 2 points of contact on this thing if you're wanting to climb it up safely. But the point is you're never going to be able to reach that next rung if you completely just let go and walk away. We can help guide you. We can point that ladder in the right direction. We can make sure the proper climbing angle is applied. We can heal it for you, firefighter terms. We can hold it steady. We can make sure it's not going to go anywhere. We can make sure it's the right direction for you to climb. Maybe you need a little bit less of a climbing angle than someone else says. Cool, we can help you do that. But we can't climb it for you, and we can't keep you connected to it. You have to physically do that. You have to track your food to the best of your ability. You have to pay attention. You have to weigh yourself. You need to take your photographs. You need to put all of that in a spreadsheet, and you need to turn it in every week on your designated check-in day so your coach has the time, the resources, and the ability to respond to you and to guide you and to keep adjusting that ladder to get you where you want to be. If you are not connected and on that ladder, there is nothing we can do. So the most important thing for you to do, is, I don't care if it's by the skin of your teeth on the very bottom rung, is to stay on that thing. You have to stay connected. So what do I mean by that? I mean, if you can't do anything else but come into this group and on What'd You Eat Wednesday, like a picture of my waffles, at least you're in the mindset of you're still in the family. Would it be better if you came and posted your own picture of your food? Well, sure it would, because that act alone requires so many steps and in cognitive, intentional thought processes involved that you're going to think about it, and it's going to probably help generate further positive movements from you. Maybe you'll take a picture of your lunch after that, and if you're taking a picture of it, I hope it's thought about, maybe logged even, maybe part of your plan. And these are why we have these things throughout the week that we want you guys to be involved in. It's not just because I like hitting a heart react 7,000 times a day. It's because we're providing all these opportunities for people to be involved, to share their successes and share their journey, to keep everyone climbing together. That's the point of it. It's not that we don't like seeing what you eat, because we do. That's why it's not like everybody check in here and let us know you're here. It's not a roll call. That's why we try to do things that are fun and engaging and things that we enjoy. But at the same time, we can only give you a tool. We can only set the ladder up. You got to climb it. It could be something like just sending an email. Hey, coach, sorry, I don't have anything for you this week. Life was crazy, but I'm here. I'm still checking in. I'm letting you know I'm still here. Don't wait for us to come find you. You're a damn adult. You're a grown-ass adult. Sorry, Troy. You paid to be here. Own some responsibility to reach out to your coach. Don't try to sit there and get passive aggressive and go, well, it's 3 hours past my designated check-in. I can't believe you didn't reach out to me. Guess what? We're not going to. Chances are your coach has like a job and a family and a life and other members who are on that damn ladder climbing and wanting to be there and wanting to get to that next rung and putting the effort in. They are doing the work to win the prize. And I think it's okay for your coach to focus on that because they can at least do something there to affect change. They can't do anything to you if you're like, I'm not climbing. Come make me. So we need you guys to stay on that ladder. But it doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that your climbing has to be pristine and the climbing angle's got to be absolutely at the right 75 degree angle. No. It just means you have to keep trying the best you can. And some weeks, that's not going to be your personal best. Some weeks, it may just be barely in there. It may barely be an email. That email may be 3 days late. But just stay on the ladder. I have a guy who I work with, who I've been working with for a long time, and he's going through a rough patch right now. And he's just telling me, hey, man, I'm gonna check in every single day. You're going to see me do something every single day to remind you that I'm here. He's like, you don't need to respond at all. He goes, that's for me. That's for me to get back in this habit of carving out time for myself and putting myself first and getting that routine. And I told him, I said, that's the best damn thing I've ever heard in my life because you are going to make choosing you a habit. And that is how you win. That is 100% staying on the damn ladder. And if you don't think you're worth that kind of effort, what are we supposed to do for you? What are we as your coaches supposed to do? If you don't think you're worth writing an email, what are we going to do? Agree with you. Because I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not here to tell you that every single day of your life you have to. No, man, you have to do whatever it is you want to do. You're an adult. I can't make you climb. I'm not going to do like Jason Drinkard did to Paul in Fire Standards when this guy got ladder scared in the middle of it. And all of a sudden, Jason ran no hands up a ladder, you know, a Bangor, you know, four stories in the air after Paul and said, you better climb, blah, blah, blah. Not going to do that to you, man. Ann's not going to do that to you. I know Coach Adam ain't going to do that to you.
You may get a check-in email from us if we haven't heard from you.
You may, and you should.
You might.
You may, but don't depend on that.
But we can't chase you down. We just can't. We hope that if there's something going on, you communicate with us, let us know what's happening, and do something, anything. Yes, when you're not on the ladder and you don't have all those rungs, we're missing parts of the information. So your week wasn't perfect. If you only tracked one day, it's not perfect. Are we going to make any changes off of that? No, there's not enough information for that. But you're still putting the effort in and saying, hey, I'm here, I'm trying, things are hard, I'm going to get back. That's all we need to see.
Yeah, I'm a little let you guys on a little secret. I'm going to pull back the curtain right now. If you're here right now, good chance you're on that ladder. And if you're here right now, go ahead, show a hand, show of emojis, show a high five, show whatever you want to show. Let us know if you've turned in a tracker without photos 1 week. Let us know if you've turned in a tracker maybe missing a day of food. Or, hey, I estimated heavy on this day. Let us know if you skipped a week. Just clap it up if you're not perfect, if you're a human being, but you're still on that ladder and you're still doing the best you can do. That's what it's all about. If you're here watching and that's not you, well, shame on you. Get on the damn ladder, friend. But I have a feeling everyone in here, regardless of whether they're quad zero robots every day with photos every week, because I ain't no damn one of you in there that's that, you're still on the ladder and that's what matters. Nancy says, fair enough. I just want to be magic so bad.
Don't we all?
Fam, I want so much shit. I want so much shit. And I just can't get it all. So we just control what we can. I'm with you. Murphy says, I think it'll all fit on the screen. Yeah. I believe that's why it's so important to be active on the family Facebook page. Preach. It keeps me accountable, and I don't want people to go, what the heck happened to Murphy? Maybe no one would, but it keeps me accountable to myself and my family. I will tell you straight up that we go, what the heck happened to people all the time when they aren't posting anymore. And one right here is Nancy. She goes, I would ask what happened to freaking Murph. See? I ask Anne all the time, is Nancy good? Because when I don't see Nancy posting a lot, I know she's busy. So I just have to make sure, like, hey, is Nancy good? So we do notice you guys that are super involved and super active, when you're not on that ladder in the group, we'll ask, like, hey, is everybody whatever? But that's because you guys make such an overwhelming, strong presence of yourself because you're committed to being on the ladder that we're able to notice that. When we got people that haven't even replied to their coach once in 8 weeks, we're not robots. We're not able to notice all that. And the finest systems in the world tend to fail after the red lights become so just common that you don't even see them anymore. So Emily's here. Speaking of being on that ladder, how are you, Emily?
On her drive to her anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Nell is here. Hey, y'all. Been busy playing football, Mom. But you're still here. You're on the ladder.
Yeah.
I get it. Renee says, this week could have been disastrous had I not tracked pictures and hitting numbers. It was a struggle, but I am so glad I hung on tight to my ladder. And I don't think anyone on the planet could judge you or blame you or do anything had you not done that. Had you whatever, we would have still given you all the love and support we can. But the fact that you did,
that's impressive.
The fact that you were here, and the fact that despite everything going on with your son, you still chose you, that's what it's for, and that's what this group is here for. And I know you leaned on it heavily, and thank you for doing that, because that lets us know in the team that we're doing something decent here by having this structure and having this ladder for you to climb and seeing you training and fully involved and posting your photos when I know you didn't want to, when I know it wasn't the first thing on your mind. But seeing you choose you is 100% fantastic. So I love it. And I love that you're able to use this ladder and this family to help out. Stephanie said, Troy is back on his tablet. No more censorship needed.
She heard you say, what the heck?
Well, fuck yeah. Let's party down then. And I'm sorry if any other kids came on. Bear, if you're listening, earmuffs.
Time to roll. Aw, Renee, we would miss
you too.
We'd
miss you too,
100%. You would be one of the ones that we'd be like, what the hell happened to Renee?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And chances are, if you knew you were going to be away, you'd let us know. You'd let Coach Amy know. So we'd know. But yeah, we would absolutely wonder. FBU, you did it right. Thank you, Jamie. Made it into the live for at least a little bit. Thank you, Jamie. Good to have you in here. Nell said, I'm working on it. My kids wanted Texas Roadhouse for dinner on the first day of school. Spent an hour and a half trying to make it fit, and it was like putting a square in a round hole. Message came, and she worked on it with me. We changed to another restaurant because it fit, and everyone was happy.
See?
So that's awesome. And what I'll tell you about going out, and this is a strategy that I employ, and you take it or leave it. Sometimes it's very hard. Like, for instance, if we went to Texas Day Brazil, and my diet, and it was planned so bad that I couldn't eat anything, and I had to sit there and just ask for, like, chicken breast, I'd be real upset. But when I go out, especially if it's like a last minute thing, or someone comes in town and we just go, you know what, screw it, let's go to Sonny's, because Sonny's are ubiquitous and people like them, especially if they don't have them in Florida, I'll get smoked turkey and broccoli. I will eat the bro plate when I go out. And whatever sounds amazing that may be there, like brisket, I'll make it home when I can control it and plan for it. Now, Roadhouse probably has like a super tiny filet you could maybe fit, because filet is a leanest steak. You could probably get a dry chicken breast. Do you want to go out and do that? No, especially not if there's something that's your favorite there. So what's awesome is you were so in tune with that ladder, you reached out to your coach, and she helped you find a plan that worked for you. That's what it's about.
What's cool, too, is you didn't just get frustrated and say, you know what, screw it, they want Roadhouse, so that's where we're going to go. You chose a different restaurant. Like, that is something that people don't often think of as an option. you may not have to go to that restaurant. There might be another one that everybody would be just as happy to go to. So that's cool.
Here's our ladder patrol coming in. Stephanie Hostetler, you shut your face, Murphy. We would find you.
We would.
And Stephanie, if we didn't see you in the group, we'd be reaching out. Because, again, you guys are doing exactly what family does. You're reaching out to each other. You're reaching out to the group. You're sharing your successes, your wins, your struggles, your tortillas you made out of egg whites. You're doing the awesome stuff. And that's what it's all about. And that's why we love this family so much. Oh, I'm getting some shows of hands. Stephanie says she's not perfect. Nell's got a hand raise. Nancy's a lot. I think Jamie, this is our Facebook user, Jamie, who has killed it. She's saying she's not perfect. I don't know. Jury's out on that one, maybe. Val says guilty for no pictures here and there. We know you're all guilty, so are we. Emily says, gracious, I decided even I'm ashamed of my tracker, I'm still submitting it because, hello, money down the drain if I don't, but I'm bad at picture taking.
So let,
we're not judging.
Emily or anybody else, if you've ever actually turned in a tracker, no matter how bad it was, how many times has your coach judged you or yelled at you? I mean, we'll wait. Because it's the answer you're going to get is, hey, are you okay? How do we move on to next week?
That's it.
Hey, let's go forward.
There is no need to be ashamed, especially when you turn in and the act of turning in is owning whatever happened. That's why it's so important. I get asked all the time, when are we going to automate this? And the answer is never. And the reason for that is if it was automated, a very small percentage of people would just blame your coach for doing everything wrong. Because you wouldn't have to look back at your week and go, oh shit, I did what? 4,700 what? Oh damn, 8 blank days? How did I get 8 blank days in a week? You know, that act of turning in is owning it. And you sit with that decision. Don't be ashamed. The guilt, remorse, ruminating, that doesn't help anything. Look at it and go, how do I get 1% better next week? If it's blank, that's really easy. Put your name on it. That's like a freebie points on the SAT, right? How do I get 1% better from this week? Because if you're feeling anything that's not 2 thumbs up about that tracker, that means there's something you want to improve, and that's what we could talk about. If you're happy, I'm happy for you. That thing could be blank, empty, a full of 10,000 calorie days, and if you go, dude, best week of my life, I'll go, I'm so happy for you. I got a couple people that turn into me like that regularly, and if they're happy, I'm happy. You own it. High five, man. Sounds like a party. Wow. What happens in Vegas does not stay there, though. I see those photos. But that's the thing. Don't ever feel that we're judging you. We want you on the ladder so we can help you climb. If I'm up there at the top, mean mugging you, looking down on you, you're not going to want to climb up. No, man, I'm right there with you going, hey, man, you got this. Keep going. One more run. Yeah. That's what we're here to do. So don't worry about it. Turn it in. And if it's not perfect, cool. Now we know what to work on. And we got something to work on next week. What will I focus on next week? It's like, that's why we ask it in the sheet, right? I know nobody watched that 20-minute video when I tell you guys how to fill everything out. But that's why we ask you, like, what's the one thing you're going to work on next week? That's when you look back and reflect on those 7 days that you tracked, however loosely that might have been. What are you going to work on to make this week 1% better? And that's what we want to see. And as long as you actually execute that the following week, there's a great chance you got more than 1% better. And if we do that for long enough, we have a bunch of robots that think they're not very good, and that's what we want. Mike Mills is here. Hey, fam. Happy Friday. Nell says he's a freaking robot. I will confirm from Adam, from Heath's coach, that Heath is pretty much a freaking robot, but that's okay. Everyone's ladder set up for them. Everyone's ladder set up for them. And understand, guys, that climbing angle that this ladder is set isn't just based on your desire for change. It's based on literally everything that's happened to you your entire life. From every diet history, from every snide comment, from every awkward look from every failed attempt at improving, from the way you maybe got held or didn't get held as a baby. Everything that has happened to you in your life plays some role in your process and your progress. So if you're not a freaking robot right out the gate, cool. Doesn't matter. How do we make you a little bit better version of you one day at a time? And eventually, everyone's going to be looking at you going, well, Nell's just a robot. Must be nice. And then you slap them upside their head. Must be nice. I'll tell you what must be nice. And you just don't stop. That's what I do. Renee's not perfect. We get it. Emily says, I stopped posting so much because life has been hectic.
It gets that way.
And the thing is we're not going to run a counter on anybody. We're not going to say, oh, you didn't post 13.2 times. You're out of here. But just stay connected the best you can. Remember, guys, it's always the best you can. It's never be the best, right? Not everybody can get that gold medal for posting like someone might earn. We've got a member who posts quite frequently, quite profoundly, quite oftenly, and not everybody can do that, and that's okay. We only got one, right? We only have one champion.
Not everybody has the time or... Yeah.
The cognitive capacity or the experience or the desire to share, and that's okay. It's not a contest. We provide things for you. You can use them or not use them. I will tell you, don't be shocked, the people that tend to have the most success, and by that I mean lasting, sustainable change and happiness, tend to be the ones that use their resources and are heavily involved in the family. I'm not going to say correlation equals causation, but I am going to say I can probably count on this hand, not even needing all these fingers, the number of members we've had that succeed without being a member of this family. We have a lot of low-key members.
Yeah.
And you may never see their name. Their coach may never see them post. But I send them a DM to say, how are you doing? Oh my God, I love this, 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 and this. This is great. This is great. That post was great. I tried this person's this and that. Guys, if you post a recipe in the group and no one comments on it, don't think 800 million people aren't making it. Everybody on the planet is making Stephanie Hostetler's cheesecakes now, and I had to actually twist Stephanie's arm at one point to post about food. She's like, why would anybody care? And now she's an unstoppable freight train of amazing deliciousness, and you guys would never know that she didn't want to do that. So that's the thing, is like, you don't have to be the most active, you don't have to be the whatever, you don't have to be the speediest climber, but get in this group, be involved. Make a note to check it once a week, couple times, what'd you eat Wednesday? Post your milestones, read the milestones, read about how everybody's gonna be first in on First In Friday, and get involved. Get in the groove. Encourage your partners to get involved and get in the groove. Because I will tell you, there is definitely a strong correlation between participation and involvement, even in the lurking, even the creepy stuff, the voyeur stuff, in this group, and total success. Murphy says, and that's why you guys are family. I think she's talking about you guys, not us guys, but that's okay. Nancy says, Crunch is trying to derail my balance. Won't work though.
Yeah, man, they're trying to kill you.
Don't let them hold you down. If you need to talk to somebody, you let me know. Nancy, I made a joke to Ann, to Ann, the other day. I went to message you, and I looked at like the last 7 times I've messaged you, and you just ghosted me and not replied.
That's when he asked me if you were okay.
And I almost went, hey, I'm trying one more time and then I'm taking you off my friends list. But I didn't do it because I know you are so busy. And I know as much as you love it and as much as you're posting and active on social media, but I know it's taking a lot from you. Peopling that much, not just with your members, but your team. it's a lot. So we know that you're busy. We love you. We want you to be here and involved a lot. But
Jonathan does check up on you.
I do. just trying to stay in the dinghy, fam. That's all.
Janet says, at work, happened to be on a break. Nice. Good timing.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. If there's anything you want to know while you're here. Murphy, Stephanie has to, I expect you to find and bring me waffles.
There you go, man. Find me and bring me some food.
Yes.
Anna said, I've made a point to let my coach know when I'm traveling or if I know I won't turn something in. Helps me be more accountable and keeps me consistent.
Yeah.
You are what we call a super fam. We love hearing these kind of things because it's one loop that's closed in our brains, right? If I know ahead of time you're going on vacation and you're telling me, YOLO, I'm not checking in, awesome. Write me 3 weeks from now and go, yo, I've been on vacation for 3 weeks, just letting you know I'm not dead. Whether I knew you weren't or not or cared or sent search party out, it doesn't matter. There's still an open loop in my brain going, man, this Monday felt really cool. I didn't have so many check-ins. All that does to me is make me go, great, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are going to be terrible because everyone's going to turn in late. Let your coaches know if you can. You're not obligated to us, but it is a nice gesture. We do care about you guys. Just like Renee says, I love you all. We love you all. Emily Schaefer, I spent too much fucking money on my body not to be here. Well, hell yeah, there we go. Bring it, join it on. And you know, it's funny, guys. I don't know if you're all aware of this or not, but First In is not free, right? You got to go to the join page, you got to swipe the card, you got to pay some money to get involved.
When the AC breaks.
Because when your coach writes you a check-in, they want a little bit of this. They love you, but, you know, they also love keeping their lights on and feeding their families. We're not free. I don't think we're particularly expensive compared to the background we came from. But we're not cheap. Like, it's an investment. I mean, it at least costs you Chili's once a week to come and be a part of this family, which is also why I don't think it's a big deal, because you're not going to Chili's and getting all the crap you used to get.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, you invest to be here, and we want it to be enough of an investment to make you want to be involved, to show up, to participate in these live calls, to be in the fam, to check in every week. I don't know. We want it to be enough of an investment so you have some skin in the game. But there are people that I don't know what we'd have to charge. Maybe we put a one in front of it. Maybe we put a zero after it. I don't know what it would have to be to get them to care enough about themselves and make that investment sting enough. But don't worry. We're not going to price it up to meet them where they're at. We're going to keep it to where you guys can stay invested. But yeah, you spend too much money on yourself to not give a shit. Val says, the thing is, if people don't respect themselves and deny what they're or where they're going, that's fine. But to disrespect your coach is another thing. Just my opinion, but that is not cool. I may agree with you there. Even just a quick email that you're okay but not 100% or just taking a break, you should let your coach know. I won't argue with you there. I'm not going to say you have to or you should or you this and that or you owe your coach anything, but it is super nice to let us know. Just like when we know something's going on with you, we tend to reach out and follow up too, man. And guys, we've had a lot going on lately. There's been a lot of sickness, a lot of illness, a lot of loss, a lot of horrible gut-wrenching things that we see as coaches from working with members of the family, from members that aren't as active about it in the family, and from members that are. And, you know, we're people. We're limited to what we can do in a day. And we do get invested and we do pour a lot into people, especially when we're going through hard times. So if your coach is dealing with someone who's had a loss of a family member, you know, an illness, a loss of a job, a horrible catastrophe, they may not have the capacity to follow up with you because you're lazy. And I think that's one thing to keep in the back of your head. Oh, I can't believe my coach didn't check in with me in 3 weeks. Well, I'm sorry. Your coach was dealing with a lot of horrible shit with members who still were on that ladder. not just because they got a case of the fuck it's, but because they were going through things that most people can't imagine. And I've got one, I'm not going to bring it up, but there's been one tragedy that hit the family recently. I don't have the words for it. It's so hard. And none of us know really what to do about it. And the thing is, when you've got 6-7 coaches in a team chat trying to talk about this and figure it out, we may not, at that point, our capacity for care may be a little so far extended that just because you were lazy that week, we're not going to follow up with you. And I'm not going to say it's a disrespect to your coach, but please don't try to come at your coach for that, because I'll come at you and you won't like it. The email that comes from me when you disrespect your coach, it's not very cool, because we're family first and these coaches are fucking family to us. You know, these people have been through everything from us, you know, except for our junior rookie who's only been in the family for 3 years.
Only.
Every other member of this team has been with us when we were at our lowest, when we didn't know how we were going to feed ourselves. So disrespect them, you won't like me. I promise you. You guys seen the old Incredible Hulk? You won't like me when I'm angry. You won't like me when you're disrespectful to this team, especially when I know how much they pour into each and every one of you during the good times and especially during the bad. So little tangent there on that one. Okay, here's the robot herself.
Jamie.
Sometimes I don't send pics. Well, there you go. You're a horrible member. Shame on you, Jamie. There we go.
Val said, I love watching everyone's journey. I would miss so much Murphy and Stephanie and Nancy.
Renew. She goes, I hit return. Renee, Danielle, Grace, and Monica, the Annas. I could go on. So many awesome people who are my motivation daily because of their posts.
And these people, you guys post, and maybe Val's busy and she doesn't comment or doesn't like one of your posts one day. She sees them all. And if one of you guys disappeared, she'd be the first one in your messenger going, hey, what's up? Are you okay? Where'd you go?
100%. I'm sure this was a reply. Yeah. Because I think I am worthy of being adored. ask my wife. But I think that was for probably Val just then, so we'll go with that. Nell said, I totally forgot that Kim has access to my food diary on MFP, and she was looking at it like, it looks okay, but are you okay with it? Of course I'm not. Well, there we go. And that's the question we're always going to ask. Are you okay with it? And if the answer is yes, right here, coming at you. But if not, what's one thing we could do to make it a little bit more okay? Yeah. We are not looking for perfect. Never. Never let that ever cross your mind that you're going to let me down if it's not quad zeros. Quad zeros, I don't know it.
He really doesn't know because I do his fitness pal.
But I also don't use premium.
Yeah, we don't. So I can't see it anyway.
Is it 000 99.9% of the time? Yeah, probably. Unless I don't care, then I'm okay with it. So that's how it is. Amy says, yeah, I went off the grid for the last few weeks because it's squirrels. Yeah. And it's season.
In the group. However, Coach Amy is still crushing her numbers like a boss.
And she's still crushing all the ladder holding for all you guys.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. When we say our coaches have, like, lives and shit.
Like Amy, the school teacher.
The school teacher.
Who just had to go back to school and do lesson plans for days, I'm sure, and wrangle all the squirrels.
So asking her to follow up with you or asking her to do your check-in on a Monday night when it was due Friday night so she could do them on Saturdays, she's probably not going to have a whole lot of empathy for you because she's busy too.
Renee says she has to jump off, listen later.
No problem. No problem. Why not Webster? Like a dictionary?
Yeah. Correlation equals causation is great.
You know, man, a lot of people like to think that it does that, but nah. It just doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Janet had to go back to work.
Oh, bye.
Hope you have a great night. Stephanie says, cheesecakes for the win. Jonka Jimmy says, I have gotten so much inspiration from people and should tell them more often. Stephanie's recipes, Anna and Danielle's workout picks, Ian's dedication and commitment, so many more. I owe so many of you so much. Family.
Yep.
And that's what this is about. this is something that's so much bigger than your weight loss. It's something that's so much bigger than Anne Montgomery. I know she thinks she's something special. I know she likes to sit up here and talk down to you guys with all her wisdom. This is bigger. This is bigger than her, even, if you can believe it.
Guys, anybody listening who can't see the video, sorry. Jonathan's kidding.
This is,
There's no facial expressions to go with that.
Sorry, Finn Live, I'm getting pretty passionate. This is bigger than any single piece, cog, unit. It's bigger than the team. It's bigger than the members. It is everything together. It is about everyone coming from so many different backgrounds and places in life. Like we said, everything about your journey goes down to how you were held or not held. That's life. That's just how we're built, man. Everything develops our habits and our routines and our survival mechanisms. We got to undo a whole bunch of shit. Some of us have more shit than others, and that's okay. We're all here at different places, different stages, all moving together to be the best versions of ourselves in like unison of positive vibes. And that's what it's all about. And you just can't sum it up any better than that. You know, John says, he's like, I owe so many of you so much. We owe so many of you so much. We all do. And I mean us, Anne and myself, this team, all these members, it wouldn't be anything without everything that it is. And that's why we love it so much. Stephanie said, I would pay 3 times as much knowing the return investment I've received in the form of confidence, mental and physical health, and meeting all of you amazing people. Well, don't tell accounting that. Okay? Because those guys in accounting, they may take you up on that. I'm just kidding. We don't care about that. We love...
Accounting is kind of like in the back of the room with HR.
Right.
They don't really...
We fire those people. Damn it. We don't need those bean counters around here. But no, I tell everybody, and I believe it in the core of my being, that you're paying and you're getting a damn good deal to just be in this family. That's it. If you got nothing else for your installment or your paid in full for your 24 weeks, your 52 weeks, your 8,000 weeks, if you got nothing more than access to this group and you were not able to find value or ROI, if you weren't able to hit your KPI for value, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong because there's more than $4 and change. There's more than taco money worth of value every day in this group. And if you're not getting it, I think that's on you, right? I think you need to get more involved and step your commitment up to your thing. But to me, coaching is just the bonus, right? That's the bonus. This family is what we're all about. And I believe strongly that's what we're all here for. I know that's what we're here for.
Oh, yeah.
So I love when seeing you guys echo that and say the same thing. Now, John says, you hush. He doesn't want to pay anymore. Don't worry, bruh. We're good. And Stephanie said, I said, hey, I would. Not that I could, okay? I ain't no rich bitch baller on a budget here. That's what I'm talking about.
Hello, old ass iPhone that only has a speaker.
Right? Nell says, I love paying for my friends. It's like a fraternity or a sorority, I guess. You know, we're all paying to be friends with each other, but damn it, this
except
is...
we're trying to get better and not drink each other under the table.
Right. This is the rising tide that raises all ships, man. You know, this is the positive network. This is the group that will help you rise to the top. And that, my friends, is why we stay on the ladder. That is why we stay connected in the group. That is why we check in with our coach. That is why we read all of our emails in their entirety, including the ones that come from support. That is why we whitelist support. Because I know there's a lot of you that don't open your emails because I can check it.
These are triggers.
And that's why we stay on the ladder, because if we're not on the ladder, we're damn sure not capable of climbing. And we're all here. We all swipe that card because we wanted to get somewhere other than where we're presently at. We all wanted to move forward a rung, 2 rungs, 5 million rungs, infinite rungs for the rest of our life, whatever it is. We all came here to climb, and we're not climbing. It's not possible without being on the ladder. It's almost like I had that all planned out, but I didn't. Anne thinks she's so great.
Oh, goodness.
Amy says, I'm so tempted to call Ann right now. We wouldn't answer.
Well, I probably would. Put you on speakerphone. It's Coach Amy.
You would not.
She calls, I answer.
I'm calling HR.
Good luck. Let me know when they answer you.
All right, kids. We're staying on the ladder. We're done with that one. We are moving on.
Fun stuff.
To something fun. Well, I hope you think it's fun, or else that whole family shit we just talked about is garbage. Upcoming events. Guys, we are going to hammer the shit out of you on these events because we want you there in whatever capacity you can be. So run them out. Run them off.
We're going to start. I'm going by dates because this one's coming up. The date for this event is actually not until February 2022. But the registration is August 24th. The Disney Princess races are coming. They did not have them last year because COVID. We're having races in person. If you've never done a Disney race, they're early. It's cold.
Sell like, it, babe. Sell
like
it.
3 a.m. early.
Sell it.
But the reason we do Disney, I love it, first of all. We get to spend a weekend at Disney, go play in the parks afterwards. And they make a party out of everything. So when you get to the race, they have music and dancing. There's characters everywhere. People are clapping all along the route of the race. So I am doing it, I believe. Jonathan maybe might be doing it. I don't know. Normally we do the Princess Half Marathon.
Did you guys hear that applause?
Did you hear it? Did it applaud? I don't know. He's hitting the button.
I hit the button that said applause.
I don't know.
He's well, Nell said yay for fun.
Yay for fun. Yeah, this is fun. Fun is relative right here.
And then you said clapping, so that's why I saw it.
So, Disney Princess Half Marathon. I believe it is February, usually 20-something. So I got to look at the weekend dates, 22, 23, 24 usually. There's a 5K, there's a 10K the next day, and there's a half marathon. There might be a full, but I don't care because I'm not running a full. If you want. I believe the princess is 5, 10, half. So, if you want to do any of them, all of them, whatever, we normally do the half marathon. I had one of our coaches say that she would commit to doing it 100%. Here's the deal. Registration opens August 24th. That's a random Tuesday coming up, and that sucks, and I'm sorry, but this is likely to sell out within hours.
I would say less than an hour.
Yeah, so if you want to get in on this, RunDisney.com. You might want to check out the website, bookmark it, keep it pulled up, make sure you have an account created because it is going to fill up. There's no question. It sells out every year already, but because they didn't have it last year, they're probably going to have less availability this year filling spots in. So 5K, 10K, half, which is 13.1 miles for anybody who doesn't know. If you want to do it, we're not running. I'm not racing. I'm slow, like turtle in peanut butter slow, and I like to stop and take selfies at every mile marker, and I like to take a picture in front of the castle. So there you go.
Coach Steph Amy. Says she wants to go, but she has kids.
So that's up to you. If you'd rather find someone to watch them, and you can, and make it down for a weekend, you can do that. If you can bring them with, you can. The race itself for the half, you're probably going to be planning on being gone from like 3 a.m. to probably 10 or 11, because it's long. You got to go out and be out there for a few hours before the race, so that's on. It's up to you. Let us know
if we can
help.
The applause worked.
Oh, good.
That was the sound of one hand clapping. You guys probably can't hear it.
And there we go. Amy.
Coach Amy says, you know, I'm in. So,
yeah.
So at least these two jokers are going to be there. But they wanted to open up to anybody else in the family that maybe due for Disney visit, maybe wants to do a Disney race.
We normally come down and hang out Friday night and Saturday night.
Are y'all doing the 5, 10.5, just the half? What are y'all doing?
I was not planning on doing all of them because money.
Right.
I mean, it's not cheap. It's Disney, right? It's not outrageous, but I'm not going to pay
to do it. So just a half? Amy, just a half?
I don't know. We'll find out, but I'm just planning on doing the half because one is enough. I did all three one year, and it was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Getting up
but you wear costumes, and it's pretty legit. It's pretty fun.
We can get princess skirts, little sparkly ones, whatever you want. Jonathan will wear a princess skirt.
I mean, why not, right? Why not? I got some sexy legs.
But yeah. It's slow. We're not doing it as a race. We're doing it to have fun, take pictures. So if anybody wants to do it, I'm more than happy to volunteer time to help with training for it. Let us know.
Like a first in, zero to half running group, man. Oh, I kind of like this.
Yep. I'll post this in the group, too, to make sure, to let everybody know. because registration is going to fill up.
Amy says, yes, just a half because I'm also balling on a teacher budget.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. It was fun 1 year, but no. Nope, just one.
You mean this first end big bucks? They're not paying all those bills yet?
Listen, I want to save money because I got to buy like a big thing of popcorn at the park too. I got snacks to buy.
Big thing of popcorn?
I don't need a registration.
Fucking buying popcorn from lies.
It's the popcorn at the park. They pump that like butter popcorn smell.
The smell is good.
Through Magic Kingdom. It's amazing.
Get one of the candles.
Oh, it's so good.
Emily says she'll check the schedule. Fantastic. I know it's kind of a quick turnaround if anybody was planning on coming to the reunion in December and then doing this in February, yeah, but
it's a couple months.
What? I mean, come on. Come hang with us. Hang.
Yes, Amy. Mickey pretzels. Oh, Germany and Epcot has the big, ginormous pretzels.
So there you go. So Disney, what else we have coming up, babe?
We have 9/11 tunnel.
Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Murphy says, I want to do it, but I only run my mouth. But I could start training now, right?
Murphy, absolutely. If you're serious, come down. We normally make a weekend out of it. It's fun. We run, walk the race, depending on what we're doing. We're taking pictures, and then we go and play in the parks for the day. It's a good time.
What you need to look at it as, and Disney does a good job of doing this, is don't look at it as a half marathon. Look at it as 13 one-mile runs. Yeah. And when you start looking at it like that, I know it sounds kind of like, well, that's the same thing, Jonathan. It's totally not. It's literally 13, you know, yogs until you stop and take a picture of something funny, yeah, or whatever. And Disney does a really great job of making the races fun. Now, full disclosure, it's not all in the parks. There's some shit on a freeway.
The majority
but they got
on the
marching
road.
Bands.
Yeah.
They got, like, you know, they make it fun. And if you're, yeah, doing it with the right people.
Dude, they line the
which
parks, the streets with
to
employees. Disney employees clapping,
clapping
for you,
like, for it's you cheering for you. Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. But yeah, you could absolutely run this race and survive. You ain't gonna do it in 6 minute miles, but run this race and survive by training now. Because guess who doesn't run at all? And guess who's gonna start training for it? So you know, it can absolutely be done.
I did. I ran more in kickboxing last night than I've run in the last, I don't know, 8 months.
And Anna says ditto on the running, but
so guys,
bring
listen,
it.
If we need to get a group together and talk about training, we can absolutely do it. We will get you there. The idea is to finish and be as injury-free as possible and as happy as possible. Is it going to be tough? Yeah, it's a long way. Yeah, your feet get kind of sore. But we will train for it and it will be okay. If anybody wants to know, ask Amy. I worked her through her very first ever half marathon. And
ask
she had
that Amy
run.
To show you the text that she got that actually got her through the half marathon. Because the old coach over here got a little shitty.
Well, because coach
as
knows,
a coach should.
At mile 10 and 11, there are overpasses. And I know exactly what that feels like. So Amy got some helpful, maybe not so helpful text messages from me.
That's the real deal right there, man. That's different than food coaching. Training coaching is a whole different beast, man. You get some.
If
you get to work, motherfucker.
If you girls are serious, rundisney.com. Check out the event. Look at the time registration opens. I will make a post, but you are going to want to get on it Tuesday immediately when it opens.
Murphy says, I've been down there every 2 months lately. Y'all know I'm serious. Bring it. Bring
and
it.
For anybody who signs up, don't worry about it. They'll ask you if you have a time for your last race. Don't worry about it. They're going to assign us all corrals. Whoever is in the last or furthest corral, we all just walk back and start together.
They let you all go back, yeah, if you want to go in the slower corrals.
It doesn't matter.
Amy says, listen, Ann got my ass there. I promise you can do it too.
You did it.
Emily said, my last half, I lost a couple of toenails. I'm weak.
Girl, I've not lost a toenail. Oh, no,
a lot of reasons for that can happen, yeah, for that. And part of it is just making sure your feet are conditioned.
Yeah.
Did you switch shoes mid-training cycle? Did you maybe not have enough conditioning on your feet? Or, you know, if that's the way your shoe fits, then that can happen. There's a lot of reasons, yeah, to do that. But you know what? They grow back.
They do. I lost my pinky toe after the last one.
They grow back. Who needs a toenail?
Stephanie,
I ran a half without training. 0 stars. Do not recommend. Yeah, running a half on hate is not a good idea.
No.
I've done a lot of that too. It's not very good. Emily said 2014. Yeah, we'll try not to repeat that. We'll try to keep them toenails intact, fam.
Amy
laughs. She said, Ann told me to shut the fuck up and run. It was the moment I realized I was going to infiltrate and steal her from Jay slowly but surely.
Again, so
take her.
When you get there is a point and a half at about like mile 9 where you start questioning your decisions, and Disney has 3 overpasses that start at mile 10. And work up to about 11 and a half.
Is that the same course for this one?
Uh-huh. It should be the same course. I'll double check it. But it's something. It will try you mentally. And so, yeah, I sent her a text to remind her, hey, we did this. You got this. We did the training. Shut the fuck up and run.
Yep.
And then you'll have, see, and I'll be there to tell you in person this time.
That's it.
And you might have to tell me, honestly.
I'll tell all of you.
Somebody's going to need it. Might be me.
So what else we have coming up?
We have Tunnel to Towers.
We have Tunnel to Towers coming up.
9/11. Yep. In Vero Beach. Oh.
Abby's out. I want to get that bath time. Night, friends. Thanks for helping keep me on the ladder. Stay on them rungs, fam. Stay on them rungs. Anna said, is park admission included with run registration?
I wish I could tell you it was. It's not. Park admission is not included with run registration.
I don't know if they have anything going on that weekend to help it or whatever, but it is not. We can double check and see.
And that's why I say, listen, if you guys don't even want to come down and run, but you just want to come to Disney, we will be there usually for 3 days or so that we can be there the day before and the day after. You can come down and hang. You don't have to pay for the runs, as well.
And if you have any more run questions, keep them coming. We will answer them, but we are going to talk about our next event.
Yeah, I'll make a post in the group, so hold that thought and then give me questions.
Hold that thought.
Tunnel to Towers. It is the 20th anniversary of 9/11 since it happened in 2001. So we are going to be doing our walk through the park at Vero Beach in Riverside Park. This is something we've done for the last 4 years. It's something that means a lot to us. It is special to us. This is an event we've done since the inception of First In, and it would be really, really awesome to see everybody local, anybody who can travel, anybody who wants to come down for it. We may have one of our coaches coming in. We're not going to commit them yet because we're not sure. Come out and support. It's a really great cause. The foundation does a lot of really good things for people who lose firefighters for their families. They lose homes, things like that. So it's a good cause. If you want to come in Friday night, the event is Saturday morning at 7:30 in the park in Vero. We're going to do dinner probably, right, Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find somewhere to go to dinner, go out. If you're around on Bagel Sunday, we'll go to Bagels with you too. But we're here to hang out with you Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So
do lunch, go to the beach, do some hangs, make it like a big giant field trip, mini reunion, but not the cohabitation.
If you can't make it out, don't worry. We are going to do a virtual as well. So anytime you can get it in, get it in. We have a donation page, a link up. We can repost it. It is in the announcement still.
It's also in every one of your emails.
In an email.
If you haven't whitelisted support, you should whitelist support so you can read your emails.
Yep, click the link. Donate if you can. We're going to make one big donation at the end. So if you want to post pictures of you doing the ruck that weekend, that'd be great.
I would love to do it. Every single person who is physically able to be involved with this, to take a selfie, to do the run with us, and to donate your time, if nothing else, to remembrance of this event and to support of this cause. And if you can donate $1, then that's cool too. That will help when we can donate it at the end of the event. But yeah, this is something that's very special to us, very important to us, and it is literally everything First In is based on. So I would like to see everyone's smiling face that morning in the Tunnel to Tower selfie thread so we can see that we're all doing something awesome together as a family, as it should be. What else we got?
We have a reunion.
We do have a reunion.
The reunion is coming, the winter reunion in Kissimmee, December 9th through the 12th. We have a house. Guys, if you missed the last live call where we showed you the house, not last week, 2 weeks ago, this house is baller.
Baller.
15 bedrooms.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
For now. We're either going to have to, get a 90-bedroom house, or we're going to just reduce it if people don't want to come.
Yeah, right. A smaller house.
Like a two-bedroom or something. We'll see how it goes.
Yep. There will be a cutoff, so if we don't need that many rooms, we're going to have to get a smaller house. We'll deal with that when it happens, but it's in Kissimmee, roughly the same area as it was last time. If you're going to fly into Orlando. We've heard tickets now are cheaper than they probably will be when it gets closer, especially in December, so might want to look at that now.
Absolutely. We're super excited to have another freaking reunion. That last reunion we had was literally just one of the best times ever, and we want to see even more smiling faces there. And hopefully, most if not all, return smiling faces. because it was such a great time. It's such an awesome dynamic. When you can get a house full of perfect strangers who have never met in person before in your life, yet feel like you've known each other forever, that is a true testament to what this family is and the power this group has. And it was just amazing beyond expectations. And we expect this one to be the exact same thing. So you're definitely going to want to be a part of it. You're definitely going to want to come hang out with us and the rest of the Kick-Ass fam who is going to give up, you know, that time and make that commitment to come be here. I mean, that's a big sign right there that if somebody is like super duper stoked enough to be part of a reunion, then they're probably people that you want to hang out with, learn from, and have in your circle. So please come to that reunion. It's going to be awesome. Steffi says, by the way, where are all the pics from the last reunion? I posted all mine in the group. So I would just search a reunion or we could still maybe, I don't know, make a Dropbox or something because I just need more shit to do. But we could definitely do that and get you some reunion pictures. I posted all the ones that I deemed were super rad, I believe, in the group, but I should still have them on my phone that tells me every day it's full because I have too many pictures. But if you're looking for something in particular, let me know, and I will see what I can do to get them off my phone into like a Dropbox, and I'll just give everybody like a little email access and share that folder if I can do it. I know that like everyone has pictures, so maybe we can try to come up with some sort of communal reunion drive or something, see what we can figure out, because there were some awesome pictures, that's for sure. Yeah, so between in the fam and on my page, I think on my page I posted collages, but I think in the family itself I posted a lot of individual stuff. Yeah. So I'll probably look there and I'll see what I can do about getting them in a central spot, because that's a good idea. Thumbs up to you too.
Recap. Disney Princess 2022, the end of February. It's coming up. August 24th is your registration. It will close. It will sell out probably in less than a few hours. Might want to get on that. Tunnel of Towers, 9/11, Saturday, 7:30 in the morning at Vero Beach.
Be there, be square.
Yep. And the reunion, December 9th through the 12th. It's coming up. We got quite a few new faces who have committed to coming to the reunion, too.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Couple we haven't seen in a while. Yeah.
Pretty excited about it. And I'm sure in between Tunnel and Reunion, we'll have a meetup or something. But let's not get there yet. And we are still working on the first in cruise for next year. So I think by the time we get that figured out, we'll be talking about the first in reunion, the cruise, and the next first in reunion, and everything else. And that's exactly what we want. We want to have nothing but awesome times with this awesome family. So make as many things as you can, or don't come to any and suck. And that's okay, too. We still love you, just not as much. So on that note, guys, if we haven't talked your head off, it's time for the free-for-all. If you have anything, drop it. And we'll answer it if we can. And if not, we're going to go watch a movie.
Oh, date night. Yeah.
And eat some dinner.
Yeah.
Because those are two things that I like to do. So if you ain't got nothing, that's cool. If you got something, let me know. We'll give it the cursory 10 seconds or so for the delay to catch up. And if we're seeing and hearing nothing, then we're going to get on to partying. And by that, I mean sitting on our couch with pork chop and trying to get some sleep, because we had a pretty busy week.
Not so good on sleep.
Yeah, not so good on the sleep and pretty hard on the old body. Who knew that doing Muay Thai and BJJ in the same night was going to hurt? But we found out this morning when we woke up that it feels just like it sounds.
All the sores.
Terrible. Terrible. But hey, we got something new to do where we get to punch each other, and that's fun. True. And I actually did like almost break my foot on Ann's elbow because the glove that was supposed to be there to block my kick wasn't, and the elbow was. And
you had too much faith.
I didn't know what I was doing. I kicked her elbow, and now I've got a bruise literally this big on the foot, and it hurts. So, thanks, Muay Thai.
See you next week.
I guess that's it. So as Anna Patterson so profoundly says, enjoy date night. Are going to go do just that. Thank you guys for being awesome. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, spending your Friday, investing so much of yourself into this family. Thank you for staying on the ladder. You guys should always do that. And thank you for being first in. We will talk to you guys soon. Take care. Have a good night. Bye.